each was about 10 kilometers or 6 miles away, a long way to carry an armload of stone. Why the early Oligocele people went to such trouble, we can only guess, of course. Not only did they lug hefty stones considerable distances to the lakeside, but perhaps even more remarkably, they then organized the site. The Leakey's excavations revealed that there were areas where axes were fashioned, and others where blunt axes were brought to be resharpened. Oligocele was, in short, a kind of factory, one that stayed in business for a million years. Various replications have shown that the axes were tricky and labor-intensive objects to make. Even with practice, an axe would take hours to fashion, and yet, curiously, they were not particularly good for cutting, or chopping, or scraping, or any of the other tasks to which they were presumably put. So we are left with the position that for a million years, far, far longer than our own species has even been in existence, much less engaged in continuous cooperative efforts, early people came in considerable numbers to this particular site to make extravagantly large numbers of tools that appear to have been rather curiously pointless. And who were these people? We have no idea, actually. We assume they were Homo erectus because there are no other known candidates, which means that at their peak, the Oligocele workers would have had the brains of a modern infant. But there is no physical evidence on which to base a conclusion. Despite over 60 years of searching, no human bone has ever been found in or around the vicinity of Oligocele. However much time they spent there shaping rocks, it appears they went elsewhere to die. "It's all a mystery," Jelani Ngali told me, beaming happily. The Oligocele people disappeared from the scene about 200,000 years ago, when the lake dried up and the Rift Valley started to become the hot and challenging place it is today. But by this time, their days as a species were already numbered. The world was about to get its first real master race, Homo sapiens. Things would never be the same again.